This is the Q Talk America Radio Network.
You know, that break never lasts as long as I need it to last. It really doesn't.
It takes a long time to heat up that poodle soup.
Well, it does. Well, I ran to get ibuprofen. Because I spent a lot of time on ladders today, and these legs are not ready for ladders. And then I forgot to get my coffee in the kitchen.
Oh, I have this.
So now you got nothing to wash it down with, so there's just ibuprofen swirling around in your mouth. That's a good time.
Oh, thank God. Now we can get through this segment.
Oh, my gosh.
Broadcasting
touch
is
and
a
go
bitch.
There for a minute. It was touching.
Oh, very
go.
Much so.
I was very
yes.
worried.
I knew you were all concerned. Thank you all so much.
Totally.
Oh, anyway, it's the show. It's a Tuesday night. It is the 30th of January, 2018. This is Clayton McKee alongside Kat Carlson, Marty Ryer, Al Perkins, and this is our headline segment. Well, Grumpy Cat, I think we all know. Do we all remember who Grumpy Cat is?
Her name's Tater. She lives in Tempe.
She does.
Tater.
She's cute.
Tater.
Very cute. In fact,
I feel like Tater. She always be said with
a beautiful
accent.
Picture of Grumpy Cat right there. Grumpy Cat, well, she's won some money. She's won some scratch, if you will, according to the websites, the interwebs.
I hope so. She's got a freaking book deal and a goddamn cartoon.
Well, a California jury gave the furry frown queen more than $700,000 this week in a federal lawsuit over the use of her identity. She's trademarked. That owner's making some money.
My pussy's trademarked.
Exactly.
Not a lot of people could say that.
According to documents,
there are quite a few that wish.
According
that.
To documents obtained by the Washington Post, owner Tabitha Bundeson of Morristown, Arizona, won the lawsuit filed 3 years ago against the Grenade Beverage Company. She signed on for the cat to endorse a Grumpy Cat Grumpuccino, but the company subsequently used the cat's image to help sell other products, which an 8-person jury on Monday found was unauthorized. Grumpy Cat, whose dwarfism and underbite give her the permanent frown that she's famous for, became an online phenomenon turned merchandising machine after she first posted picture. Her owner first posted pictures of her back in 2012. So, but I think that's cool. I mean, the cat. I'm sure the cat lives very well.
Sure.
And is taken care of. In fact, I remember.
That bitch doesn't just
you
eat
don't
Chris
know. It might be a Gary Coleman kind of a situation where the owner's just taking all the
there
fucking money.
There might be 12
the cat
of them.
Gets
you don't know.
She's still,
and
fucking
living.
Cat's still eating Meow Mix.
Exactly.
It's a sponsor.
Tuna Helper.
No, the fact that. When,
no one should
back
eat
in
Tuna Helper.
Back in 2012, when the Grumpy Cat thing started, they did stories about how pampered on set for commercials and things the cat was actually just ridiculously taken care of. And it's a little bitty cat because it's a dwarf cat.
And it looks like it would be a big cat.
Yeah.
It looks like
just
a bigger
based
cat.
Based on the grumpiness?
No, like in some
but
of the pictures.
Look at her. She's got such a pretty
saying
picture,
heavy
though.
Cats are inherently grumpier? What's going on there?
Well, I know I'm a real bitch.
Just sucking honey out of plastic.
But just look at that face. That continual frown.
Yep.
But happy as a clam.
Beautiful cat.
It is a pretty cat.
Mm-hmm.
There you are.
No comment. Like
well, because you're a fan.
I am.
Yeah.
Cat?
Yep.
Meanwhile, my Instagram has become the asshole cat show. I don't know if anybody follows me on Instagram, but seriously, my freaking cat. So we had a cat die a couple of weeks ago, or like 2 months ago. I don't know. It's been a while.
Wow.
And ever since...
They are real close.
Yeah.
Funny how that never came up in what you've been doing lately.
Didn't it?
I don't recall dead cat story.
I'm pretty sure it did.
Maybe. I don't recall
I had to go scoop him up off the pavement. I took
him
wait. It was a whole thing.
Yes, okay, now I do.
No,
anyway.
I realized it was your cat, maybe. I just thought it was a neighborhood cat. I don't know.
Anyway,
cat I found somewhere and cremated.
Yeah, I paid the $150 freaking dollars it takes to cremate a cat for somebody else's cat.
Oh, I have a torch
absolutely
and a pine
not.
Box. We're good.
Oh, boy.
Right. Anyway, this was going to be a much shorter anecdote about my cat. Good Lord. In any event, mine's become a lot friendlier since his pal died, and now he won't, like, literally won't
leave me. Well, he's terrified of being burned.
He's terrified of being run over by a car, I'm sure. Yeah, but he went from, like, I've had him for years and years, and he's always been kind of squirrely and antisocial, like, just kind of not okay as a cat.
Sounds like Marty.
Right.
Totally.
Just not all there. And now, if I'm in the house, he's on top of me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to clean a space off of my desk and lay, like, a magic cat square, which is really any blanket or towel that you place in a square.
Newspapers also work.
Yeah.
The magic... cat square.
This is the thing.
It's not the VIP Memorial Magic
Cat
Square.
It's not. It is not the Cat Carlson Memorial VIP. Well, it might be soon.
Hey, marketing is everywhere.
I feel like branding might be appropriate.
Check my Instagram tomorrow.
Check this space.
In any event.
Exactly. Right. Watch this space.
Watch this space.
Moving right along. Hopefully we didn't cover this last week. I didn't listen last week, so maybe this is a repeat. But we're all familiar with LGBT, the acronym. It's an acronym, yeah. Did you know that it is now?
Wait for it.
Crack my knuckles. LGBTQQIAAACPPF, the number 2, and the new one. This is the new one. K. That's right. Welcome, K.
Has it been added to since you did the story?
I don't know.
I don't remember F's and C's.
I don't remember
E's.
A 2 in it either.
All right, go through them. Well, oh, here we go.
Because I had handouts.
LGBT. Right.
Yeah, where's your fucking handouts?
Where are your handouts? Yeah, there you
somebody
go.
Emptied the trash since I was here.
Damn it. I love
okay,
it.
Okay, everybody knows LGBT, right? Yes. Lesbian, gay, bi, trans.
Yep.
Q. We get it twice because queer and questioning.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now we've separated them into their own letters because they didn't need to share.
Exactly. They don't want to share.
Intersex.
Intersex. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
We got the three A's.
Allies.
It's not Alcoholics Anonymous and Al-Anon.
Allies, asexual, and...
agender.
Oh, that's a new one.
Okay.
Okay, that one feels new.
That feels good to me.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm in. Uh-huh. C. Now we're up to C.
Cunt.
Confused?
Cunt.
I was going to totally confused.
Confused?
Close. Curious.
Is it confused?
Curious.
Yeah, now we get two P's. Pansexual.
And parasite.
Close. Polysexual.
Oh.
All the sexes.
No, more than one person, I think, would be poly. That would be the Wally Ruffles, doodle if all you day. Will.
Well, poly just means many.
Right.
Many.
Maybe that's just the category for whores. I'm not sure. No judgments.
What was the first P?
Wow.
That's the
pansexual.
W.
Pansexual would be like total
would be like
sexual.
Totally open to anybody.
Like pandemic means
right.
everywhere in
think,
the world.
I think poly is like multiple partners.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I like your use of poly there.
Okay. That I mean, that category is fun to watch sometimes. F is friends
and
family.
What website are you on?
Well,
oh, yeah. So it's two Fs.
It's two Fs, but merged into one. Apparently, friends and family only get one
they
table.
Do.
They only get one table at the wedding. I don't care how many fucking cousins you have. You put them all at the same table.
Back here. Yep.
The number 2 is two-spirit. That tends to be a Native American thing.
Sure, sure.
Right, right. K, welcome, K. That's for kink.
Okie dokie.
That's right.
So if you're straight, but your kink is sucking dick, you get to come in?
Apparently, yes. There's now a K to add to the ever-growing LGBT plus acronym.
No.
And apparently, it stands for kink. The acronym, which has grown since the 90s out of the...
It's grown since last week!
Yeah!
Fair point.
We're very busy here in the community.
I feel like we're bringing everyone together.
No.
Yeah, I mean, eventually it's just everyone who's ever fucked anyone.
It's human.
including those who didn't, because that's asexual.
But
it's just human. People.
This particular article alleges that the ever-growing encompassment...
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Ooh,
sure.
Sure.
That's we'll allow it.
...of different gender and sexual... Mm-hmm.
Non-binary.
Identities, there we go. Is to encompass any community that defines itself as anything but heterosexual or cisgender. So this is really just the we're not straight white guys club now.
And the rest. You know what I mean? We got the professor and Marianne all got names now.
I think the professor was into Kate.
I like that the Gilligan's Island metaphor really sold. Yeah.
That was a 3-hour tour.
Yeah.
Much like Clayton's initial reaction, some of the internet... Not on board.
I'm
not
on board.
Super on board. Mm-hmm. Sarah, in fact, feels kind of like
I love she says, Sarah.
She says, call me old-fashioned, but I don't believe that fetishes belong in the same acronym as sexualities and gender identity. I don't know.
Caitlin, fetish and kink the same thing, or was there an F?
No, same.
No, the F was friends and family, not fetish.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but now it just got bigger again.
Look at that.
Shit. KF.
F cubed.
I don't know. Caitlin says that she and others believe that it shouldn't be included in the acronym. Mm-hmm. Kink is not inherently non-cis or non-straight, and including it can feed into a stereotype that queer people being asexual deviants.
Yes.
Gosh.
Also, I'm feeling like this is going to end up in the Supreme Court, because I think that
your next
straight people are going to come forward and be like, we've left out.
They're in allies. They get to be allies.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just so tired.
What was
of
it?
All
it
that.
Was asexual, allies, and.
And alcoholics. No. Agender.
Agender. Yeah.
Okay. People that feel that they have no definable gender. They're genderless.
Okay.
Sure.
Look down.
And.
No, no, no. Gender and genitalia are different things. Right. What you feel like.
Whatever.
Sometimes you're seeing a man, I feel like a woman.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you're seeing a dude looks like a lady.
Yeah. Tim Gunn from Project Runway, the non-All-Stars version, came out as asexual in the last couple weeks.
Oh, I can believe that. Yeah, he's talked about that.
It's because of his voice.
Mm-hmm. No.
It's the sneer. I feel like it's the sneer. Like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I enjoy Tim Gunn. He cracks me up. He's funny.
I hated
he's so
him at
dry.
First, and now I enjoy him.
I enjoy him in interviews. He's because he's the same person. Every day he gets up, he fully dressed every single day. Everything's perfect, no matter what he's doing. I don't care if he was going to plant flowers. He's going to be dressed to the tits.
I don't think he would plant flowers, but he
I'm just using it as an analogy.
He would watch someone plant flowers like this.
Yeah. And look down his nose, though. But he's like Kat Deeley on So You Think You Can Dance. He genuinely cares for the contestants.
Mm.
He's genuinely, like, emotionally involved through the whole season and really seems to root for people. Like, it's two of the only two reality shows I watch is Project Runway, regular and All-Stars, and So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah.
But the All-Stars really suffers from the lack of him because he seems to care about them and wants them to do well and is a big cheerleader. Like, it's a nice, like, the contestants all get a little snarky on Project Runway with each other, but he tries to buffer it over, like, kick or, you know, tell them to grow up and
make
it's
it
just
work.
Nice, yeah. Right. And really encouraging people to be their best creative selves. Like, it's not a show
that's
about.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's not a shitty show about people being shitty to each other, weighing 600 pounds, which I just heard about today.
My 600 pound life?
I just heard about that.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I get channel surfing and I get stopped on it.
Here's the problem.
But it's too.
That's why I don't channel surf right there.
It's too much.
Here's the problem.
I very carefully select my shows now.
Yeah.
Two things.
Trademarked.
Copyrighted.
Two things.
TM.
Last year, going into 2017, Aaron and I went out of town for New Year's Eve. We were up north.
Okay.
Aaron wasn't feeling well. I had payroll. So that's exciting,
weird.
Right?
Yeah. Super weird.
Anyway, we're sitting there, and I decided to go and get us. She had wanted ice cream or something, so I go and I get us ice cream.
Ice cream.
Right? So we each have our own little fucking Ben and Jerry's, and we're sitting there.
Wait, which kind did you get?
Me?
This is important to the story.
She had the cookie dough.
Yeah. Okay.
Like the half-baked? Was it like the half cookie dough, half
cookie
brownie?
Dough.
All right.
Cookie dough.
Just cookie dough.
Straight up cookie dough.
I agree. Okay.
And I had the banana split.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. I'm more of a chunky monkey kind of
guy. You know what?
It's not your story.
I appreciate
it's not
your story.
It's not your story.
Back up. But I appreciate the chunky monkey. They did not have it. Anyway, digress.
Okay.
So, we're sitting there and I'll just eating ice cream like you do.
Straight out of the carton.
Straight out of the carton.
Absolutely.
Positively.
Yeah.
I'm just here for
and
details, people.
Bloop. My 600 pound life.
Sponsored by Ben and Jerry's.
Thank you very much. There is not a whole lot that'll make you kind of.
Yeah. Kill the chunky monkey, strangle it dead, and throw it to the ground.
I mean, like, you're mid-motion of, like, the spoon going into your mouth.
You've had chunky,
like,
and now you're getting monkey.
You are chunky, and now you're getting my... Get that monkey off my back. And unreal.
It's an insane...
So there's number one.
Yeah.
And then number two, I have not had fast food in, I don't know, a year and something.
Does Filiberto's count?
I still have some fries. Do you want some?
No. That's actually... Thank you, segue. Because we decided 2 weeks ago, I think it was, we were coming home from something and Aaron stopped at Wendy's and I thought, well, this was before the challenge. I should probably have one of the little tiny Frosties and maybe some fries. Because that sounded delightful as a complete
cheat. It should be any complete diet.
Wow.
I don't like any fries.
In fact, it's a standing rule.
Well,
if you go to Wendy's and then
know.
Come to the bar, you have to bring me a Frosty. That's a rule.
I'm sitting there and I'm eating them and I go and we get back to her house and she goes into the other room and I turn on the TV. You don't hear it, right? Like right away? Because
right.
It takes a minute?
Sure.
And I go over with my back to the
what
fucking
is it, a Philco?
TV.
What the fuck TV
you know,
you
like,
have?
No,
your TV
you
has
on.
To warm up a little bit first.
No, I don't know. Her TV. Whatever. You all turn
right.
It on.
You gotta
and
crank
I,
the side first.
Right?
Right.
With the monkey.
You'll get trouble.
Monkey's back alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So anyway, I turn around and I off the table, I get my small frosty and my French fries, and I'm dipping and putting it in my mouth when there is a commercial for my 600-pound life with someone larger than 600 pounds sitting on a couch shoving fries into her mouth. And I went,
oh, no.
Oh, this is, I mean.
Is that a mirror?
It's a sign.
Yeah.
Is these people are ruining America. Listen.
For real.
That is not. That does not need to be a TV show.
I don't think
so. If you have
to
go to the doctor in a flatbed truck, there is a problem. Because some of them.
Right. They, no, you're right.
They have to have crews come in and move them. And I'm like.
Not some of them.
You're not a piano.
Most of them.
It's very What's Eating Gilbert Grape right now.
Oh, 100%. Well, just burn the house down.
Absolutely.
Let her go.
Nope.
Startling, that show.
But it is. It is startling.
Oh, I gotta change my story. Speaking of burn the house down.
Oh.
I believe it's your story, though.
Burning down the
Marnie,
house.
Marnie, go.
Well, I wanted to. It's a very solemn story.
How many violin music I could play?
Well,
I'm sure.
Maybe. Do you have anything slow and get us into the?
I've got It's Quiet Uptown kind of, from Hamilton.
Uptown. Get a little
different.
Uptown.
Different.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. It's a story about Big Mama. It's a story that goes from 2012 to 2018. But let's talk about her dash. Her six-year dash in between 2012 and 2018. It's with sadness that we report the passing of our all-time favorite chicken, Big Mama. Not many chickens deserve an obituary, but she does. Big Mama came into our lives in September 2013. A family friend told us about a chicken who had been spayed, raised alone in a Houston apartment, and then taken to a veterinarian to be euthanized after the family grew tired.
No.
Of the chicken. The vet was a graduate of Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine. I'm going to use that word again. And instead of euthanizing her, had the owner relinquish the rights to Big Mama so she could be adopted. An email was sent to the vet school asking for help in rehoming a spayed chicken who had spent its life indoors. At that point, Big Mama didn't know what it was like living outdoors or being around other chickens, for that matter. In fact, our first glimpse of Big Mama was a grainy photo showing a skinny indoor chicken looking at herself in the mirror. It's so sad.
A skinny indoor chicken.
It's the antithesis of
the plumber. My 600-pound
life.
Ah. It's my 2-pound chicken.
I don't think I understand what's happening.
Sounds like a title of a porn.
Right?
My 2-pound chicken.
Well, but that
Big Mama's home to roost. This time it's personal.
I feel like this is one of those spoken word art installations that I just don't get.
You're almost giving me Garrison Keillor.
The skinny indoor chicken. They saw her and they were hooked instantly. Did we want to give Big Mama a second chance at life? Absolutely.
Who wouldn't?
Really? Seriously.
As anyone would. Anyway.
Can you come by for dinner?
I eat a lot of chicken. I feel like I should give back. I don't really know what I'm doing here.
We drove to Houston and smuggled her into our hotel. Smuggled chicken. I would have just
chicken
gone to KFC and gotten
12 pieces of Big Mama. Yeah.
And her, you'd heard a mock, mock, mock. But, you know, whatever. Anyway.
She squeaks when you fuck it. That's all I know.
Wow. Anyway, we drove to Houston and smuggled her into our hotel where we were staying, of course, to watch. This is all part of the obituary.
You're staying at the hotel where we smuggled the chicken.
Where we were staying to watch a Houston Astros game with extended family. In the motel? Anyway. Big Mama joined us in College Station shortly thereafter and soon discovered how beautiful life could be walking in the grass, being a member of a flock, and having 24/7 love. Big Mama flourished in her new life.
That sounded dirty.
Growing.
Like they sold her out to be a prostitute.
Growing into the beautiful Rhode Island red chicken we knew she could be. I didn't know there was a type.
Oh, sure, the RRC.
No,
clearly.
Sure. Absolutely.
Not to be confused with the KFC.
Yeah, or the SRSA.
Oh.
We will miss her very much. Thank you, Big Mama. For being such a special part of our lives.
This is an obituary. 2012 to 2018. She's reading the obituary.
Oh. Now, just
I thought it was a ransom note.
The Patty Hearst chicken.
Yeah.
She is survived by her flock, Bubbles, Runt, Ms. S, Funky, Lucky, and Blondie.
Don't forget extra crispy.
Oh God, I thought she was reaching over to grab a chicken.
Wow.
Is what? I don't even know what to say.
Well, you found it.
Mazel tov. I don't really know. Pour some out for my homie chicken.
God speed.
Bok.
Cock-a-doodle doo.
You don't know. I say.
Ladies and gentlemen, chicken. That happened. Yeah. Just now, that happened.
Rest in peace. Big mama.
I prefer a 10 piece.
I know. I'm okay
thank
with
you
dark
for
meat
the,
too, dark mama.
Thank you for the music.
Dark mama. You're welcome. Big mama. What was she called again?
Big mama.
Well, we have to keep with foul
chicken mama
here. So we're going to go with United Airlines. Refuses to let emotional support peacock on flight.
Oh. Goodbye, big mama.
United Airline.
Airlines? Wow.
Come on.
Let's call it a technical. Let's pretend they heard that at home because
nice.
Their internet's not working.
Very nice.
United Airlines employees at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey recently told a passenger that her emotional support peacock won't be able to accompany her on her flight. It may sound bizarre to bring a peacock on a plane, but give the woman credit for persistence. Yeah. She reportedly tried several times to get the bird on board and even offered to buy a separate ticket for it, but airline employees nixed every request, according to the travel blog Live and Let Fly. The passenger's identity was not released because she's batshit crazy. The animal did meet guidelines for a number of reasons, including its weight and size, United said in a statement to Fox News. We explained this to the customers... Oh, did not meet guidelines. Okay. We explained this to the customers on three separate occasions, but they went before they arrived at the airport. So she called ahead.
She knew there was going to be problems, and she just a bitch.
United told Business Insider that passengers need to provide documentation from a medical professional and at least 48 hours advance notice before bringing an emotional support animal onto a flight. As you might expect, many people rushed to Twitter in an attempt to understand what it all means. In 2017, Trump became president. In 2018, Americans started snacking on Tide Pods and flying with emotional support peacocks. Maybe, just maybe, if you can't fly without your emotional support peacock, true story, then you are too emotionally fragile to not be a danger to yourself and others at 500 miles per hour in the sky. Staycations and aggressive psychotherapy are more your jam. Because when you get out, that bird's going to fly and shit all over the place.
Peacocks don't fly.
Whatever. It's going to jump
gonna
or
shit
bounce.
Erin is going to jump in the air and shit all over herself is what's going
to
happen.
Because I went to one of those places where they keep turkeys and they tell me those things didn't do anything. Mm. That motherfucker chased me around.
Yeah, find a goose.
They are.
Find a goose.
Oh, and ducks bite. Mm. So this is all bullshit.
So, listen, the support animal thing
is gone.
Is a
muck.
Little bit out of hand. We used to just call them pets, and we used to just keep them the fuck at home.
Right.
Well, did you not hear what happened in the past week? Three major airlines. I believe it started with United. They're all like, we're done. We're done with all this.
So United,
they have to be because it's out of hand.
Exactly.
Like,
and the thing because they're absolutely not
support animals.
Absolutely not.
I know two people that are personally abusing the support animal thing. And off the air, I'll tell you about the one that I felt I was witnessing an animal being abused in a situation that I thought I'm not, you know.
And if you're going to abuse the system, let's stick with the dogs, all right? Like, get yourself a goddamn golden retriever.
Mm. Or smaller.
Or smaller, sure. But, you know, the golden retriever is kind of the usual,
the
like,
usual
happy-go-lucky
suspect,
emotional support
guy,
right? Yep. Like, he's pretty standard. We're used to seeing him in his little vest with his little square harness on.
Yep.
I'm in. If you're going to cheat the system, at least, like, look like you're trying.
Sure.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Like, well, when you have a dog that is an emotional support dog or, and I'm not mocking that by putting it with air quotes. I mean, like, whatever. You because there are ones for seizures. There are dogs that can sense diabetes, right? There are all kinds of different things. But when your dog that is there to help you is like, oh my God, people, and like running all over to people, they're not trained. They're absolutely not.
And they're no longer emotionally supporting you. Now they're stressing you the fuck out, by the way.
Oh, and everybody else.
And everybody else.
And they don't care about other people.
Because that's where, and people are like, oh no.
That's what we like about you, Ken.
Yeah. No. And like I said, I know two people that got the note just to abuse the system. because they want to have their animal with them at all times.
And fly free. Otherwise, you have to pay an extra couple hundred bucks.
You have to pay a decent amount, right?
To fly it.
So United Airlines anti-peacock protocol comes at a time when other airlines are tightening up on rules on support animals.
APP, know me.
Can we interrupt? Can we please institute an anti-peacock protocol for the show?
Yes, Clayton immediately. McKee?
Oh, it's already in place.
Yeah.
In fact,
read your
contract. It's page 3, section B12. Yeah.
Somebody, I need to review the anti-peacock protocol.
Once more from the top. Earlier this month, Delta Airlines announced that passengers who want to bring service or emotional support animals aboard must show proof of vaccinations 48 hours in advance of the flight. They must also prove that the animal is trained well enough to handle a flight, according to Travel and Leisure. Delta decided to enact stricter rules after noticing an 84% increase since 2016 in incidents involving untrained or poorly trained animals. Mm-hmm. That's your point. Mm-hmm. The problem, including animals peeing and pooping on the plane and biting passengers or crew members. One passenger was mauled by an emotional support dog. That's the kind of shit like I, Tanya, makes you laugh.
Well, and unless that person who got mauled was beating the shit out of or
was actively seizing and the dog was trying to save him while mauling him.
Right.
The problems included pooping and peeing on the plane.
Nancy got hit one time.
Yeah, and I say that, but I say that all the time with all these people flying with animals. It's a 5.5 hour flight. I've had to pee twice. Mm-hmm. What's that creature doing?
Right. Mm-hmm. And you've been in the airport.
Yeah,
right. How long before that?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you walk it? Where's the pile of pee? Where's the pee? Like, I am not on board, and only because I know people that have abused it.
Right, I agree.
I have another friend who I suspect abuses it. I don't know for sure. I have no proof.
Sure,
but I suspect she does. But
we can get it.
The one that is definitely abusing it, and he abused the rule, and then I feel like I sat at a table and watched that dog be abused for hours. Mm. There was no reason for that dog to not be somewhere where it could like run around and be a dog. Mm. It was just a captured thing.
Oh,
that's my story.
Awful.
I've been captured. I'm not ready to run around anymore. Be free.
Take some ibuprofen.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
Tic Tacs.
You said 2017 Trump got elected, people eating Tide Pods and what else, and then animals on board, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't know if anybody else saw this on my Facebook, but I put this. It's the original Tide Pod challenge. I don't know if anybody else saw it. She actually went door to door, and she would bring it to your house and force you to eat the powder. Look at those sensible shoes, though. She's ready to go.
And that made me laugh because it took me a long time to realize that it wasn't doctored.
It's legit.
No, but she would. I just didn't think about someone going door to door to get you to switch to Tide detergent.
Oh, sure.
And she would go and knock on the door and have them wash clothes side by side, like do some kind of like in home marketing to get you to switch to Tide. But it really, like that picture, I had to do a little murder she wrote with it for a while. Like I looked at it, I passed
and then
I went back.
Look how happy she is. Look at that.
Oh, I mean, she's just a ray of sunshine.
Now, is that a hat or earmuffs? What's happening?
Well, it functions as both, really. It's
the 50s were
one challenged. Problem, two it's elegant solutions. Yeah.
One problem, two elegant solutions. Very good. I like that.
I got to have something on my head.
Very good.
Well, we're going to go down to the Louisiana area, in New Orleans City, to be exact. Officials said on Thursday, which would be last Thursday, that more than 46 tons, or 93,000 pounds, of carnival beads were among the 7.2 million pounds of trash pulled from clogged catch basins along the five-block stretch of a downtown parade route. Apparently, they're cleaning out storm gutters down there in New Orleans.
Seems like a good idea.
Which maybe
pre-hurricane season. Let's get the gutters
flowing. Let's make sure this is all flowing, right. He says, Danny Galloway, the interim director of the city's Department of Public Works, says, once you hear a number like that, there's no going back. He said that at a news conference. He says, we've got to do better. A representative from the city's Public Works Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Friday. However, the removal was part of a four-month project in response to heavy flooding in the city in August, this past August, the newspaper reported. The effectiveness of the city's drainage systems came under fire after an August 5th storm dumped up to 6 inches of rain causing street flooding and underpasses to fill up. The cleanup effort between late September and late January cleared about 15,000 of the city's estimated 68,000 storm drains. The Mardi Gras breeze were found along the St. Charles Avenue parade route. Shocking. Mardi Gras, which everybody knows, is celebrated on Shrove Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of Lent, a period of reflection and abstinence, which may involve dairy products for you.
If I were Catholic.
Yes, if you are one of those Catholics.
Those ones.
Mardi Gras falls on February 13th this year, by the way, if you're planning on going. Also, it was mentioned that they're going to be temporarily installing gutter buddies, is what they're calling them. That's not somebody who picks you up after you've fallen.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think we've all met a gutter buddy at the end of a party.
I literally sat on a curb in the gutter eating pizza with my buddies.
So they're temporarily installing some gutter buddies to keep
Watch
the carnival beads.
There's a new gutter buddy in town.
Yeah, they're trying to keep those carnival beads from rolling down the drains this season.
Smart.
My gosh, yeah.
Why don't they just put little grates up instead?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, beads are only, they just need to stop throwing plastic into the street.
There's
stop
that.
Stop it. Yeah. People are going to show their tits no matter what you
Why don't we come up with biodegradable ones and imagine the money we'd make?
Yeah. True. Make them out of that shit that Could those lesbian straws that? Are made out of.
Something.
Cornstarch. You make another cornstarch. Water hits
it. Oh, and then you can eat them afterwards. What if they did candy jewelry? Oh,
Because cornstarch is so flavorful.
No, but we
put it in cookies.
But the candy necklaces.
One elegant solution. You do candy necklaces,
and then
you
there's
eat
just,
them.
Then there becomes 18 tons of elastic bands.
Right? But there's more. Then the dyes in the candy are going to dye the skin. So you're going to be able to see for weeks and weeks what your daughter did in New Orleans.
Think about what... Yeah, I like that.
That shit is going to be...
the money.
Why are you wearing turtlenecks all the time? I don't know. I just...
Don't know nothing. I just... That school trip. So it was... Got a little chill.
Bad incident with a curling iron.
Speaking of bad ideas.
Thank you.
Nice. Are you looking to start off your day with a nutritious meal? Many of us are.
Oh, who's...
Breakfast.
Sure.
Most important meal of the day. Well...
Crackers and cheese is what he does.
Good news, everyone. Forget the Cheerios. Oh. Fuck those Cheerios. Oh. Instead, reach for a slice of pizza.
I'm bored.
Okay. Sans cheese.
Pizza for breakfast is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
Chelsea Armour, who is a blogger and a dietitian, two things.
She's a busy gal.
Has caused quite the stir when she told the Chicago Tribune that a greasy slice of pizza is healthier than a bowl of cereal with milk.
Probably.
Well, probably get you all moving, get you going. Yeah.
She says you may be surprised to find out that an average slice of pizza and a bowl of cereal with whole milk contain nearly the same amount of calories. However, pizza packs a much larger protein punch. Yeah.
And what's on this pizza?
And will keep you full and boost.
Well, cheese.
Right.
Pepperoni and sausage. Pepperoni.
Boost your energy throughout the morning.
Yep.
Oh, thank God I've got a nutritionist backing up my breakfast choices.
She acknowledges that pizza isn't necessarily a health food, but maintains it's a more balanced meal than your typical bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Because it's sugar.
There probably are some nutritious cereals, but they taste like ass.
Very few of them. Rice Chex is the only one that really kind of comes
to mind. And that is the worst offender.
What?
Because I tried the blueberry Chex, because when Tim was in town, he was trying out different cereals to recommend to his mother, who has the sugar beaties.
Okay.
And he was looking for cereals that tasted okay, but the sugar content was lower, so she could have it for breakfast. So I enjoyed it. I finished. He tried it, liked it, and I finished it, because, it was in the house, so it was something for breakfast a couple times. So then I bought Rice Chex, because I wanted to know, what's the original animal look like? That's like eating fucking the box.
Here's why I like them.
There is no difference.
Here's why I like them. Number one, there is no flavor.
None.
So it's kind of like...
Didn't
like
happen.
Just drinking milk.
Joy-free eating.
That I also have to chew. No, because I love milk. I love milk, but I don't want to sit there and chug
the
copious big gallon amounts of milk.
So I need I need some cereal to cover up the fact that I just drank a quart of milk.
I poured it over some cardboard tasting shit.
It tastes like nothing. It doesn't taste like anything.
Corn chips
are one bowl of that, and that box will never. That is just sitting there waiting for ants to attack.
And that's how you get ants.
And there's no sugar on it, so they're not coming.
Grape nuts. I enjoy the grape nuts.
In any event, this felt like really good news to me.
It did, because it's pizza for breakfast, a sensible lunch, pancakes for dinner, and everybody's happy.
And some chocolate pudding right before bed.
Yeah. Oh, why not? Sure.
Because pancakes for dinner just means you're fancy. That's what that means.
That means that dad's working late tonight, in my mind. Like, that was my entire childhood. My father could not wrap his brain around breakfast for dinner. And so whenever my father was going to work past dinner time, it was breakfast for dinner. What are we having? Pancakes? French toast? You want some eggs? Fry up some bacon? It was full on, like, brunch happening on a Thursday night.
Yeah, like,
Mom used to do that.
Every once in a while, something bizarre would happen, and we would have pancakes for dinner. And I just thought, this is living.
This is
the way to go.
I don't disagree with those at all.
How do you feel about cannolis?
They're delicious.
So, my mother recently sent a recipe for cannoli pancakes.
How are you going to go wrong?
Delicious cinnamon pancakes.
Aren't they cousins of crepes?
Wrapped around the cream cheese.
No.
They look like it.
It's a heavier crepe. It's a 600-pound layer.
Yeah. It's rolled up. It's got cream filling. Who cares?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Marnie, get me out of this crepe.
Fair point. Speaking of things that are rolled up in, like, a crepe, I don't know. I'm not very bad at
this. It's a pot story.
Actually, not. But breaking news.
Oh, my gosh.
Melania Trump arrives at State of the Union without Trump. First time.
Because I heard she's living in a hotel.
Yeah, she's on my own.
I was surprised. She went. But anyway, she reportedly arrived at the Capitol in advance of her husband, despite the tradition of them going, or of a couple
and
going
she,
together.
And the guise was that she arrived with guests of, right? Like, she was the escortess or whatever it would be. Mm-hmm. She escorted the guests of the president.
I believe so.
Correct.
Yep. Oh, I thought it was the bellman from the Red Roof Inn where she was staying.
The first lady usually does, though. But I think the president and the first lady arrive and meet their guests, and then she walks in with the guests, and then he's announced.
But
ladies and gentlemen, the president.
But I think that's how they hit it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, because. Oh,
but the other thing is, though, is this story's been going around. So I want to know, like, have we heard this from reputable sources? Like, where is this story coming from that she's no longer living with him?
It's been on all. It's been several. It hasn't been on Fox.
So many questions.
I would say, did Maddow say anything about it?
I don't recall. I don't think Rachel has, but Chris Matthews has.
I believe
Chris Hayes has.
About her living elsewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I don't remember Maddow.
Brian might have, but I don't know. I've
had a terribly busy weekend, so I'm not sure. I've seen this little blur, but I haven't had time to look it up, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, she has been removed from him since the Stormy, whatever the hell.
Well, she hasn't been seen with him since the Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels story came out.
Let me go to the news. I just googled Melania Hotel. We're gonna find this out. It's very important.
It's not a Red Roof Inn, by the way. It's not.
The Daily Mail has it. The Sun has it. Metro, Mirror, Vanity Fair. It's all kind of gossip stuff.
Let's see.
But I'm sure this is going to all bubble to the surface when.
Sure.
I don't know what her contract
is. It's not coming up of the. It's not coming up as a story, in a general search. So I was just curious because I haven't had time to look at that.
I think it's true gossip at this point.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. It is good times. At least she showed up, I guess.
All right. So did you do your story?
No.
Would you like to? I would like you to.
Yeah. Is it time?
So I had said Megyn Kelly. It's similar. It's still a Republican, supposedly. But as I had mentioned early on, Trump had stated that if you donate $35, so Harrison is in the chat room. Hi, honey. And she had apparently watched the State of the Union. I'm just curious if any names scrolled.
She listened, she said.
Oh, listening. Well, I have to, that's what the thing I'm was looking to try to find out. But initially, it was State of the Union. Donate $35. You can have your name flashed on screen during speech live stream.
That's great. Oh, wait, live stream.
Right.
Ah, so he's not able to do it over the broadcast networks.
Right, there you go.
That's very different. So I can see how you can hijack that.
Even still, oi. So that was like about 9-10 hours ago. And then about an hour before he went on, Trump campaign. Send us $1 and we'll scroll your name during the State of the Union live stream. It went from 35 to 1.
I've been kidnapped by Kmart.
I wonder if I have that email because I'm actually on their mailing list. Hang on.
Are you?
I am.
Yeah, because this...
Are you?
I would not be. President Trump's re-election campaign sought to cash in on the State of the Union address Tuesday night with a fundraising pitch at bargain prices that dropped during the day. After initially asking donors to send at least $35 in exchange for having their name scrolled during a live stream of the president's speech, the Trump campaign later sent out an email solicitation saying only $1 would do.
Oh, I have it. At 5:43 p.m.
I love it.
Final chance to display your name from Trump headquarters. I still have time to get my name displayed during the president's first State of the Union address. All he asks is that I make a contribution to show my dedication to the movement.
Even if you choose to only give $1, the proof of your support will send shockwaves around the world as they see every American who proudly stands behind their president.
Hmm. Proudly?
The pitch was signed by President's son, Eric Trump, in crayon.
Hey, wouldn't it be funny that the only name that went up the screen was Scott Baio?
And who's the other guy? Who's the other actor?
Oh, Antonio Sabato.
Antonio Sabato.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Junior, just in case his father's not a dick.
Exactly. The fundraising technique is raising eyebrows from ethics watchdogs who say the unprecedented attempt to raise money off an official White House event crosses a line.
Not weird. Just a White House event. That's our whole government.
Right. And weird that he would cross a line. Trump is commercializing and corrupting yet another national institution, making this just the latest disgraceful degradation by Trump of the presidency and our public institutions. That was Robert Weissman, president of Public Citizen. I've never heard of anything like this. More people in a solicitation. The Trump campaign asked supporters to make a special State of the Union contribution for the Your Name broadcast in the official Donald J. Trump for President live stream. The suggested contributions range from $35 to $2,700.
Oh, wasn't that the limit? Isn't $2,700 the limit?
It would be the suggested amount, and yes, the limit. It's not just about one of us, the pitch says. It's about all of us, which is why your name deserves to be displayed during Tuesday night speech.
Meow Kel says, I hope someone pays $1 and says their name is Fuck Trump.
That's what Aaron wanted to do. That's exactly what Aaron wanted to do. And I'm like, you'd be giving him $1. And she's like, I can't.
You got to be more subtle than that, first of all.
Not too much more subtle because they can't spell. So they would think it was Fook Trump. Right. Like a distant cousin in the land of Fooktardia.
Franklin Ulysses Trump.
Nicely done.
Well done.
See?
Very nice.
Oh, that's hysterical.
They call that a subtweet.
But Weissman said the Trump campaign could use the live feed to promote more transparency in its campaign. If Trump is going to do this, we at least should have truth in advertising. This presidency is brought to you by Goldman Sachs, Dow Chemical, Koch Industries, and coal baron Robert Murray.
Yep.
Amen.
And a white supremacist group in Oregon.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. So that is what I had. But
and I just
unreal though.
I have lost my sense of humor with the orange dumpster fire.
Right.
So
you had one at one point.
Well, no, but you had.
Enjoy like SNL and Stephen Colbert and everything, and poking some fun.
The ridiculousness
but it's just
yeah.
stopped being funny. Now it's just a dangerous person.
Yep.
And Amina's not in the chat room. I don't know if she's listening, but their government's having a shit show of a time over there too, with someone not legitimate, the person that didn't win the election, getting himself sworn in and taking things off public TV and
right.
Just awful. She was sending me links the other day. Unfortunately, I slept through all of them, so I caught up at the end. I mean, I had to wake up and get caught up.
Right.
But just awful.
Mm-hmm.
So I have so many to choose from, but I'm going to go with this, and I wish it was funnier, but this is just awful shit. If you've been following the Michigan State horror show and the trial of Nassar, the doctor that was just molesting people for years, and the fact that it goes to their football team, their basketball team, and that's just when you said about burn it down. It is time to just burn down all the sports-related activity that Michigan State University, like Penn State, should have, and like the Catholic Church should have. Just get rid of everybody, start anew. Well, it turns out 3 hours ago, or now a few hours ago, that they have gone and appointed former Governor John Engler as interim president. One of the accusers, Den Hollander, 33, said of her Facebook page, she is beyond disappointed to hear this. Engler is a deep political insider at MSU. At a time the university desperately needs and survivors pleaded for outside accountability and leadership, the board chooses one of the most entrenched insiders. Despite the board's words about accountability, it's business as usual. I sincerely hope the board reconsiders. They have lost... MSU president resigned last week amid growing backlash. It's just been horrible. But if you get a chance, one of the good things to come of it, her name is Allie. Somebody
Raisman.
Raisman.
Amazing.
Take the time. It's about 15 minutes long, I think. Watch her plea to the judge on sentencing, where she addresses the point that Nassar said... Or Nassar, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, and I don't care.
You should.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Told the judge that he was unable to stand and have the accused stand and talk to him, that he was too frail to hear the testimony of all the people that were coming to speak in his sentence and hearing. And the judge was like, that's too bad.
Right.
You're going to sit there and listen to every one of them.
Every one of
that
them.
That judge was
almost,
something.
Yeah, almost all of them are available online to listen to, but I really feel like Allie Raisman just, that was, she is a genuine hero on so many levels for the candor, the poise that she displayed.
Correct.
I would have been all F-bombs and screaming and throwing knives. Like, I would have not been able to do that.
They would have asked you to leave.
Right. Oh, there would have been no diggity at all. Yeah.
Take your peacock.
Did you just say no diggity?
No diggity.
I thought the same thing.
I thought we were going full on Blackstreet out here with
I cut no my diggity, my lip was split open by hot food. So,
but she was not intending to go. I don't know if you knew that.
And she took some shit from, was it Gabby that spoke out against her?
May have, I don't know. Somebody did.
One of the girls from the team did not support her and kind of like threw her under the bus for coming out against this doctor and then later changed her story when everyone was like, bitch, there's 300 people lined up.
Right. Like, and I feel like whoever it was had been as well.
Yes.
Right? Had been.
I feel like that's true, too, but I'm not 100% sure.
But Allie Raisman was not going to go. And she was the Olympian who won best all around 2 years ago. And then Simone Biles was last year. Or whatever it was 2 years ago. And it was between Simone Biles and Allie Raisman, even then, this last summer go around. She's an amazing gymnast.
And with beautiful to watch. Two straight Olympics.
Yep. But, and her parents are the ones that always sit in the stands.
And the mom can't
crazy.
Watch.
Yeah. I mean, they're hysterical. They have like a special camera just for them. But she was not intending to go. And she actually heard a couple of the other women stand up. And she said what I heard them say. Just brought tears to our eyes and empowered her and made her realize I need to be there.
Yeah.
Like there was something in it that it wasn't my voice can't be heard. It was I will be heard.
Yeah. But
so,
if you get a chance,
really amazing.
Listen to that. It's like 15 minutes long and it is just brilliantly delivered. And the judge responds to her. There's a little give and take from between her and the judge about I'm an adult and I hear you. Like, this will be dealt with.
Well, and didn't so he go to say something when she... And she's like, no, I'm talking now.
No, she mentions a comment he made and just says...
Oh, okay.
Because I think she's how I heard that he said he was too frail to listen to... The accusers. Oh my God. It's so well done. But this Michigan State, now it's affecting the football and basketball team. And it's just time to say you can't have sports here. Whoever's here for academics, be here for academics. But everybody else, you're going to need to just find a different college.
Right.
Like, and they're going to have to pay for it. They fucked that up. Michigan State, Michigan, everybody in Michigan has to pay for those crimes because they all turned a blind eye. And
Well, it's similar to Penn State with all the Sandusky shit.
Right, right. But everybody's free. Yeah, Uncle Joe, that fucking shit. And it's that sickness again of people like defending this guy, defending the program, and you find out that they've been accusing and ignoring with their 20-some years of...
Sort of like the Hollywood jokes about Weinstein. Everybody just kind of kept rolling it off.
Yeah.
And it's still, it's legit.
But this is against 14-year-old girls.
Like I'm not saying that.
And what they were saying,
and basketball, that means it's against, it's every sector.
Nobody's safe.
Well, and because it's a woman's sport, there weren't the facilities, right? The proper the finances for the proper facilities.
On campus,
on any... So they had to go to... Like, he would go into Allie Raisman's hotel room and do the manipulation or the therapy
and, like, lay on
the
bed.
Oh.
And she would feel him aroused or...
I didn't poo-poo this off, but I didn't need to listen to all of it because I got the gist of what was going on and it was being taken care of, so I didn't need to
It was handled. But that judge, giving you your life sentence.
I actually was driving, and they cut to her live on MSNBC, and I listened, and I didn't even get out of the vehicle until it was done.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, a very, very poised woman who really had something to say.
Right.
And it's an inappropriate place for applause in a courtroom, but they applauded.
I applauded. Yeah.
I was wiping away a tear. I'm like, you need to go around and speak to women and for women about what you can and can't put up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Allie Raisman was because that's the person I heard the most about. She was 15, and you think at 15, like, we might have a better idea. I was date raped at 16. Like, you don't ever know, like, what... And even then, I second-guessed everything.
Right.
And
but
now
her,
you
it's
have
a doctor.
Person.
It's the trusted person. You're at the...
They trusted
you're at the
him.
Facility. You're, no, at this you're at this camp. Like, he's... And he wrote
there.
The policy. Mm-hmm. He is... They not only knew he was doing this, they let him write the policy on how to handle stuff. So he wrote his own rule book on how to molest people. It's so sickening.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be really people that want the Wolverines to play again. And you're like, absolutely not. You cannot be trusted with sports and schools don't mix.
Right.
Either your quarterback's a date rapist, which was ASU for a long, the date rape capital of North America. Like, you have got to stop this shit now. And it was... And that my first thought was burn the fucker down.
Right. Yeah, they elevate... The elevation of the athletes, for sure, but the interesting piece is when it comes to the female athletes, it was the elevation of a male doctor.
Right?
I mean, because they weren't listening to the girls.
No.
They weren't listening to the girls at all.
Right. I mean, it's all under the guise of the athletic program that they're, you know, raping young boys in the shower over here because you're giving them a chance to come see the football team they might play on.
Mm-hmm.
But first, you got to get raped in the shower by this old turd of a human, or it's this place where the doctor that's supposed to be helping you through the pain of being a world-class gymnast at 15 and 16 years old is rubbing his boner on your back while he's laying, and like, it's so gross.
Yeah.
And there's no excuse for hearing that story and being like, well, gymnastics is more important.
Right.
And that's why, I mean, the people that had to resign.
Well, and now they're talking about Bella and Marta Caroli, who, if you guys are familiar with those names, they're like two of the biggest names in gymnastics, dating back to Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah, he's the one that grabbed her when she...
Right.
When
the older guy with the gray...
No, that was...
Alex Karras.
No, that was...
I can see how you could confuse them.
That wasn't Mary Lou Retton. That was the other one from here.
I thought it was him that grabbed her.
He picked her up when she... Carrie Strug...
Oh,
it was when Carrie Strug hurt herself.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay, USA.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my favorite SNL skit of all time.
But then
I said a little prayer.
I love watching all of that stuff.
Yeah.
But now they're looking at Bella
one time.
Because they ran the ranch and they don't know what was happening at the ranch. They don't. What's that?
She got hit one time.
Fucking Nancy gets hit one time. You think the world is ending.
Why?
Oh, my God. I can't.
Just awful.
I'm not okay.
So there's that, and let me
There's more.
Well, no,
we're still on your story.
Just a weird thing that's coming up on January 31st. Tomorrow will be three rare lunar events for the first time in 150 years.
The whole world's going to hell.
Oh, it's the mega blue bloody moon or something.
Images
like
of
that,
rare
right?
supermoon. It's three separate things that don't happen very often.
More adjectives, Kat. I need more adjectives.
The moon is expected to be at its fullest with a full total lunar eclipse, supermoon, and blue moon.
See?
Turn around, bright eyes.
So
total eclipse.
Every now and again.
If you Google it under USA Today, you can find out how to photograph it and have it be seen. But it's kind of a big deal to have a blue moon, a super moon, and a lunar eclipse all in one day. So 150 years, we may or may not live to see it again. So mark your calendars. And we've had such beautiful clear skies the last couple nights.
We may not live through this fucking year. Yeah. But,
turn around, bright eyes.
It's called a Trump moon at this point. But
it's the
sure
same size as his ass.
But, that Trump moon is much, much bigger.
But make sure and watch.
Looks like a bag of nickels.
As the... make sure and be out there and watch if you have the chance.
I don't remember where I got that from. But God,
when it's rising, because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, luckily I drive to work right as it rises.
Where did I get that?
It rises right on McDowell. Like it looks like there's a time at like 6:25 where it looks like the moon is just the end.
Like
where
the
McDowell Road ends. It's kind of fun to drive west or drive east and see that.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So,
speaking of unbelievable, it's time for this. Hello.
One piece of weird trivia news that will be interesting to us now that we know her obsession, Kat's obsession. And then we're just going to talk about a couple uncomfortable things.
Sure.
And that's
because that'll be new.
That'll be entertainment.
Yeah, that'll be new.
Yeah.
I love it.
That sounds like something we need to do. Well,
So just to fit it into this time frame. Somebody handled it well and somebody handled it poorly. This uncomfortable conversation.
Sure.
So we'll discuss the pros and cons.
My mom never was much with words.
Coming up next.
All right, it's Al Perkins. It's Entertainment Hour 3 starts right after this. Stick with us.
I'm here because I burned some bridges at Wendy's.
You're listening to Q Talk America.